Life Audio.
The Desire Jesus 1-Year Devotional is a daily devotional book that I spent over a year creating. It's a great resource to have on hand at the start of the year, but it's set up so that you can start reading it whenever you'd like. Each devotion includes scripture, exposition, personal application, and a demonstration of how every portion of God's Word is pointing our hearts toward trusting in Jesus. If you'd like to pick up a copy for yourself or several copies to give as gifts, you'll find the link in this episode's description. You can also find the Desire Jesus 1-Year Devotional at Amazon.com and other major booksellers.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Psalm 23, verses 1 through 3, which say, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake." What's your favorite description of the Lord that's mentioned in the Scriptures? The Bible uses word pictures to help us understand more about our Lord's nature and the desire of His heart for His people. And in this passage, He's referred to as a shepherd. Like a shepherd, Jesus looks out for us. He guards our steps. He treats our wounds. He protects us from those who seek to devour us. He meets our needs so we don't lack anything that is necessary for life and godliness. Jesus grants us rest. He is our source of strength, nourishment, and refreshment. He grants us life everlasting. He leads us in the direction He wants us to go. And the path He's directing us to walk in is the path of life and righteousness. There is no greater love and no more substantial care than that which we receive from Jesus. Jesus laid down His life for His sheep, and now we have the privilege of hearing the voice of our shepherd call us unto Himself. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your Word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to read this portion of Scripture today and to be encouraged by it. Lord, we're grateful for the picture You give us here of the ways in which You minister to Your people. You care for us like a shepherd cares for his sheep. You take care of our needs. You lead us where You know it will be best for us. You restore our soul. You foster righteousness in our life. And we're grateful for the picture You give to us in this passage of Scripture that describes these activities. Lord, we're grateful to know that You're leading us and You're directing us and that we're not left here on this earth to figure this all out ourselves. You have our best interest at heart. You're looking out for us, and You grant us the care that we need. Lord, we're so grateful for Your goodness, and we're grateful for the love that You demonstrate to us in so many active ways. And today we pray that we would reflect on the privilege that we have to be cared for by You and the privilege that You grant us to be able to hear Your voice and respond to Your call. Thank You, Lord, for all of these blessings. And we commit ourselves to You now and thank You for Your presence with us today. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.